situation has been getting worse for a number of days now. There's conflict in at least 14 or 15 of Yemen's 22 governorates. In Aden City, we have seen a dramatic worsening of the situation, complete lawlessness, pressure on the population from a number of quarters, and from that area in particular, we've started to see boats carrying refugees heading across the Gulf of Aden and Red Sea to the Horn of Africa. Now, that's important because this is historically a route where refugees and migrants flee in very large numbers in the opposite direction to Yemen. So this is a very worrying change.
So what happens if they make it across? Who's receiving them back in the Horn of Africa?
Well, at the moment, they are being received, both in Djibouti, where we've had about 300 Yemeni refugees arriving, and then also in Somaliland, in the north of Somalia, where something in the region of 500-600 people have so far arrived. The numbers are still relatively small, and we're able to provide immediate medical care, any kind of immediate food, other assistance that they need there. But the problem is that, fundamentally, this region simply isn't in a ready situation to deal with a mass outflow, if that's what we get.
To reiterate what you were saying, in the past it's been people fleeing the Horn of Africa, going to Yemen, and now is it both people returning to their original countries and Yemenis who are leaving Yemen?
It is both, that's correct. Yemenis to Djibouti, about 300 of them, and also Somalis and a small number of Ethiopians and Djiboutian nationals going to Somalia. More people are planning to leave Aden to take this dangerous boat journey. It's very worrying for us. There's no search and rescue capacity in that area at all. We know last year that people coming across there in the opposite direction to Yemen, of those, at least 240 deaths were recorded.
Do you think that other countries will assist in providing ships in order to monitor the passage of these boats from one location to another?
We certainly hope so. We have appealed to all ships in the area to be extra vigilant, to assist any boats in distress. We've also appealed to countries that have vessels working on surveillance and anti-piracy operations in this region to also be on the lookout for boats in distress.
Back in Yemen, are people being caught in the crossfire or are they directly targeted?
We have had incidents where aid workers, unfortunately, become victims of violence there. It is an extremely worrying situation for the civilian population in general. For us, we're looking through several prisms. We have already about 250,000 Somali refugees and some other nationals, including Syrian refugees in Yemen. On top of that, before this crisis, we had more than 300,000 people who were displaced internally inside Yemen. And then we've got new displacement. We still don't have numbers for that.
And I'm assuming that for United Nations humanitarian workers, the situation is just becoming increasingly difficult.
Well, Yemen is a very unusual case in that about 2 weeks ago, the international staff of the United Nations left the country. They were forced to evacuate. Now, this was weeks and months after staff of embassies and many other foreign nationals had left the country. But it obviously is an extremely uncomfortable situation for any of us to be in. Our teams have been temporarily relocated to Amman in Jordan, but we're working on getting back there. We have staff still in the country, more than 100 of them, but obviously in situations of great difficulty.